Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show, and you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto, I'm right, he's wrong. Steelers win last Sunday, back in contention. We are always in contention. Statement number one, I'm riding with Jonathan Dwyer.
Disagree, Bob. I'm riding with Jonathan Dwyer until Rashard Mendenhall is healthy, and then I am riding with Rashard Mendenhall. Great job by Jonathan Dwyer in Cincinnati. Provided the perfect pick-me-up, as the backups are supposed to do. But when the horse is healthy, you run the horse. Have I mentioned I really want to see Rashard Mendenhall catch some passes
out
in
of the
flat in the Todd Haley office, especially when Marquise Pouncey and David DeCastro get back in the lineup? Get Mendenhall back in there when you can. Until then, you can ride Dwyer.
I agree with you and disagree with the statement as well. The only thing I might add is I'm going to be watching Rashard Mendenhall closely, not for any other reason than, you know, the whole ACL thing, the quickness with which he came back, coupled with this Achilles thing. I really don't know how serious it is, but those to me are serious areas of a someone's body who makes their living running the football in the NFL. So I give Mendenhall the job back when he's healthy, but I'm keeping an eye on him. If he doesn't look like he's healthy enough to me, I'm going back and putting my saddle on Jonathan Dwyer. Statement number two, I'll take RG3 over Andrew Luck.
Disagree, Bob. And this is not to cast any dispersions on the impact that RG3 is having, because he's having a phenomenal impact. But you know what he is right now? He's Tim Tebow with accuracy. He's running a lot of what they used to run at Florida. He's either throwing or going. When he breaks the huddle, he decides where he's going to throw the ball. If he doesn't throw it quick, he takes off and runs. It's working now. It's not going to work long-term in the National League. Eventually, this guy is going to have to become the complete franchise quarterback that Andrew Luck already is, if he is to get up to Andrew Luck's
level.
I'll
tell you what else. He's Tim Tebow with more athletic ability, too. I couldn't disagree with you more. This guy is leading the NFL in completion percentage. He is leading the NFL in yards per attempt. His interception percentage is lower than the great Peyton Manning's. This guy can play the position. He's a gym rat, a film junkie, and if whoever coaches him tries to limit what he can do, keep him in the pocket, they are out of their minds. Statement number three, it's going to take at least 30 to win on Sunday.
Absolutely. Did I mention the impact that RG3 is having? I don't necessarily like that for long-term success, but right now it's working pretty well. And the Redskins, other than their game against the New York Football Giants most recently, have not been turning the ball over. They stopped themselves in that game. They had not been doing that. So you better put some points on the board against these guys, because that Florida stuff that they're running is tough to figure out. And when RG3 gets to the wing and turns it up, he's tough to stop. They're going to do some damage, no question.
Yeah, 24 touchdowns for the – I agree with you as well. 24 touchdowns for the Washington Redskins. RG3 has a hand in most of those, either running or passing. And just to go back to the last statement again, they count – I did check this out. Kevin Gilbride didn't know this, that they count as much when your quarterback runs them in as when he throws them in. So
they
just
do.
Keep that in mind.
And by the way, the Skins' defense, very vanilla, very average.
Very awful.
Shouldn't have a hard time getting 30.
Absolutely, because as potent as the Redskins' offense has been, the defense has been that impotent and given up almost as many points. Statement number four, the AFC North is wide open now.
Absolutely. Baltimore came back to the pack, as a lot of people anticipated, getting thumped in Houston. I don't think people anticipated the Ravens being exposed to the degree they were, and becoming more of an injured football team than Baltimore had been coming in. Ravens are trending down, and everybody else, well, maybe not the Bengals, but the Steelers are starting to climb back in it a little bit. It's going to be an interesting second half.
Yeah, I agree with you and with the statement. Let me just mention a couple of other things. I thought that Joe Flacco lost his poise in Houston, and that is not a good sign for a team that's going to have to turn, I believe, to its offense and therefore its quarterback to carry it through the rest of this season. That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next week exclusively on Steelers.com. It'll be Halloween. See you then.